This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A measure to preserve ballot access for candidates with disabilities is close to passing at the State House. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado has two ways for candidates to get on the ballot: winning support in local caucuses or collecting signatures from voters. Under the bill, any attempt to get rid of the caucus option would constitute discrimination against those living with a disability. Democratic Representative David Ortiz is the bill's main sponsor and the first state lawmaker to use a wheelchair. He said getting signatures just isn't feasible for a lot of people with disabilities.
Every home has stairs or steps going up to it. I can't reach the doorbell. I can't reach the door to knock on it. So caucusing remained the only viable option. That's what I did.
Ortiz's measure would also require party caucuses to provide a remote participation option. Opponents worry the new rules could lead to frivolous lawsuits over technical problems. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
People around the Denver metro will likely see smoke rising from the Rocky Mountain Arsenal over the next few weeks. It's all part of a prescribed burn at the Wildlife Refuge. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plans to burn up to 2,300 acres over 4 weeks. If the weather allows, the burns will be conducted between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. They encourage visitors to check the Arsenal's website for closures before planning a trip. A potent winter storm is set to impact the Front Range later this week, but tomorrow will be mild in the 60s under partly cloudy skies. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.